page 89, were imposed. In Australia, Aboriginal people were forcibly confined to reservations where they were expected to die out quietly. In Canada and the United States, official recognition required continued residence on reservations from which, it was expected, Indians would leave to become generalized citizens. In other cases, such as New Zealand, no provision was made for displaced people. They were simply expected to die out, merge with the nation's rural labor force, or become Europeanized farmers. Assimilation policies that employed educational separation generally followed an official recognition that the above measures would not, in themselves, address the problem of what to do with the dispossessed. Dispossession of land needed to be supplemented by the dispossession of culture. Dispossession of culture was usually conceptualized, in official discourse, as natives taking possession of a new culture in order to become full members of the settler nation. Hence in New Zealand, in the 1930s, the attendance of Maori children in state schools was regarded as a sign that tribal control over land would soon give way to individualized land use and sales to Europeans. Maori would become settlers. A government commission of inquiry, whose findings forced